USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data.
All of these terrible things are up in our country because people are just trying to cope and are breaking down.
Raquel Dengcho speaking to Canada's House of Commons during the truckers' protest in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Democrat Governor Phil Murphy announced next month students and staff in New Jersey's schools and daycare centers will no longer be required to wear masks, citing a dramatic decline in COVID-19 case numbers as the recent Omicron surge drops off as well. Murphy said the universal mask requirement for schools will expire at the end of March. Connecticut and Delaware governors also announced an end to mask mandates in schools ending soon. Two men who escaped a prison in Tennessee died in Wilmington, North Carolina after a police chase, according to the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office. Tobias Carr, Timothy Sarver, Johnny Brown were all involved in a robbery in Sneed's Ferry. That's near Camp Lejeune. After robbing the store in Sneed's Ferry, the trio led authorities on a chase across counties before crashing their vehicle in Brunswick County. The Super Bowl is Sunday evening. The Rams and the Bengals will kick off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
When double standards are allowed to be the new normal, it makes people quite angry. Democrat Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams was seen sitting with kids maskless in an elementary school as every kid in the classroom was masked up. Former 2020 presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News had some strong words for those that make the laws, but don't follow them.
More than just the mask mandates, we've seen it with insider trading rules. You can talk to Nancy Pelosi about that. You've seen it with public gatherings. You've seen it with criminal justice reform. There are so many different examples of this that really point to this deeply troubling and dangerous state of our nation, where we have the power elite who believe that they are above the law, that the rules and laws that they make don't actually apply to them. They apply to the rest of us. And you see how that is eroding people's any semblance of faith and trust in fairness and justice and the laws that are being made in this country.
At the truckers' mandate protest in Canada, the Prime Minister has fled Ottawa, claiming he's COVID positive. Protester Daryl on Breitbart just wants his Canada back.
I didn't serve this country to be bullied by a prime minister that ran away like a chicken. Who runs away from their people? Like, it's insane. If I was in the army right now, I'd be contemplating on leaving just because our leadership, our military, our country will have no credibility.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.